Get ready to dive into the intriguing world of private equity. In our four-part interview series with Michel de Gauchereau from LPX, we unravel the secrets of an exclusive financial realm and explore the revolutionary concept of listed public private equity. Welcome to the third part of our interview series with Michel de Gauchereau from LPX, where we are going to talk about benchmarking. Michel, welcome.
Hello.
How is the performance of private equity usually measured?
Well, typically, when you think of a traditional private equity fund, there are several ways to measure the performance. One way is to analyze the cash flow data and then calculate a so-called internal rate of return. This also gives you a percentage figure, but cannot be compared to the percentage figure when you think of a stock market index, where you also have a return, let's say, it returned 10% last year. You cannot compare this to the so-called internal rate of return. But this is still a way of how many private equity managers and investors are measuring the performance. Then others simply use a market index, a stock market index, and add some premium on it. So, for example, they take a small cap index and then add X percent to that return of the stock market index. Another way is to use absolute returns. Let's say, well, I assume that I want to achieve 10% per year. And this already shows that there are some drawbacks with that way of analyzing and benchmarking the return of private equity investments, because it's first of all based on, let's say, self-reporting data, which means that the private equity companies or the general partners that manage the private equity funds publish their own information regarding historic cash flows or regarding internal rates of return. And it's typically not verified by an independent auditor. So there is some bias, because a private equity manager has, of course, an interest in showing a very good number in this and not showing the
Yeah, we have heard some critics about it from people like Warren Buffett, openly criticizing the way performance is measured and benchmarked. So what would be a better way to actually measure and benchmark performance?
I mean, what we do, and this solves already a lot of the problems that we see, we focus on private equity companies that are listed on the stock exchange. And this solves the problem first of the self-reporting bias. Of course, the data is reported by the companies, but it's audited, it's verified by an independent sources. And because the companies are listed on the stock exchange, stock listing rules apply. Then you have public investors, which are protected by the regulators. So they have also a right to transparent and valid data on the success of the companies. So that is already solved. And then you have a frequent update of the data. First of all, when it comes to the stock price, you have a daily stock price, of course, of the private equity company, but also when it comes to the underlying portfolio, the companies have to regularly publish reports, give out press releases, make statements when they do significant investment or an exit. So there is a lot more information also between the official reporting dates, all public information, but it's available. And we take all that type of public information, put it in our database, and then have a more reliable and robust database to measure the performance of private equity companies, which is not biased because it's self-reported, which is not biased because it's not audited. And it's independent, because we do it independently from any other influence from the private equity companies, and then use the data to construct our indices.
All right. And how frequently are NAVs usually calculated and published?
Well, it depends a little bit on the companies. Typically, you have an NAV on the annual report. Then you have usually on the half-yearly report, and in some cases also on the quarterly reports. What we do between those days, dates, is we take as a base the official NAVs and then adjust between the reporting dates the NAVs with all the public information that you can get from the companies regarding their investment activity. And as I said, they are already they are publishing data on that investment activity on a regular basis, independent from the official reporting dates. And this is then reflected in our database. And basically, we have, and in the end, a daily update of our NAV index, which can be used to analyze the performance of private equity.
Excellent. Thank you, Michel, for sharing your insights with us. Stay tuned for the fourth part of our interview series, when we are going to talk more about risks of private equity.